This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
The state's graduation rate is worst among A, whites, B, Hispanics, or C, Japanese.
Black?
Whites.
Hispanic.
White?
Japanese.
White. You're right.
Purple.
Who's right?
George, Hispanics.
Hey, man.
Which is the state's fastest growing population. Do you see where the white people will be completely 100% white? Eradicated from Texas by 2035? It will be an all-Hispanic state.
No, it won't.
Bet it will, too.
Only half of Texas' 4.3 million Hispanics age 25 and older have high school degrees. So that's what's dragging us down.
What's that, Corby?
The Hispanics. They're dragging our percentage down.
Hard-working people to me.
That percentage of Hispanics graduate?
Keep going, Corby.
Oh, come in.
When I'm at your funeral... and I'm standing in the back smoking a giant cigar with a Hawaiian shirt on and maybe a jambox on my shoulder, you will hear such cackles coming from your grave. That your daughter will want to kill me, your wife will want to kill me, everyone will want to kill me because I'm laughing at your funeral.
I'd be sorry.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
All right.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Help me. The
Hard Line. 3:19 is the time. 19 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station.
Uh-oh. We're losing you?
For now. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Friday. And what a great day we're going to have today. There are a few things in this world better on the 4th of July than a big-ass sports memorabilia show. And that's what we've got here today. Yes, we emanate live today from the Autograph, Inc. and WrestleCon Sports Memorabilia and Collectors Show here at the Arlington Convention Center. Where the show is open. It's happening. What was that? Was that you making a noise?
What?
I just heard something strangely like you making a odd noise. Oh.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Well, anyway, if you'd like to come out here to the Arlington Convention Center and walk around what stuff they've got. Now, we told you a little bit about some of the luminaries that they're going to have out here today.
Or
out
sorry.
Here this weekend. Luminaries such as Billy Sims, the former Oklahoma great.
Rookie of the year, 1980, first pick. Unfortunately, after he set the Detroit Lions rushing record, he blew his knee out in season 4. All-pro three straight years, on his way to breaking Walter Payton's all-time rushing record.
Was he?
Could have been the greatest running back in the history of mankind.
Really?
If not for that fateful day.
Could have, would have, should have.
You know how good he was.
Didn't.
You know how good he was.
Was he?
You're the one who told me.
Hey, that man.
Hey, Motorhead, how you doing?
Don't talk to the drops.
Don't talk to the drops.
Talk to us, not them.
I like the Motorhead guy.
Don't talk to the drops.
Hey, man.
What's up, dude?
All right.
What would you like to hear? I'm assuming you like to hear a band. I don't know which band you'd like to hear.
Hey, man. Yeah. Can you play Motorhead? Hey,
oh, Motorhead.
Band. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Hey, man.
Well, Billy Sims will be out here this weekend.
And that's it.
And you can reminisce on that horrible day where...
I mean, why doesn't he start...
I agree.
Also out here will be not one, not two, but three former Ranger greats. Gaylord Perry.
Hall of Famer.
Ferguson Jenkins.
Hall of Famer.
And Frank Howard.
Pearl Jam, first home run in the history of the Rangers.
That's right. Lynn Dawson, the former Dallas Texans great, will be out here. But there will be others that we're just now finding out, Grego.
Really?
Yes.
Who else?
Well, Yale Larry, the former Detroit Lions and Texas A&M great,
who I believe is
an NFL Hall of Famer, will be here.
No, he's very much alive.
Cotton Davidson, the Dallas Texans' first quarterback, will be here.
My uncle, Uncle Cotton.
Ernie Ladd, the Big Cat.
I think he was the first 300-pounder in the NFL. I think I'm right on that.
I don't know. Big Daddy Lipscomb might have had something to say about it. But Ernie Ladd was in the AFL with San Diego. That's where I first remember him. I don't know if he played in the NFL or not, but he will be
Houston.
Here, too.
He did? Yeah.
Well, he played for the Chargers, too. And this is kind of both a sports memorabilia and wrestling thing that they're doing out here, and it just so happens that Ernie Ladd was both. He was a football player and a wrestler.
Too bad McDaniel's not still alive. They could get him.
Yep. So he's kind of got both ends of it covered. And I got to tell you, if you were an old AFL guy, this is something to be at here with Lynn Dawson and Cotton Davidson and Ernie Ladd out here. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, which there's a lot of you out there, a lot of good wrestlers.
Now, which one of those AFL guys is still alive?
Well, if they're here,
in view of the fact that they're all going to be here today, I'd put it this way. If any of them show up for this thing dead, then we've got a real story. Then we'll get all the leering press out here. That'll be the front story on all newscasts tomorrow. If any of them show up dead. So, I got to tell you, if I was an old AFL guy, I think I would be all over this. So, make your way to the Arlington Convention Center. This thing goes on all weekend long.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at Grego. He's got... He looks like a... Look at him.
Just getting ready for when I lose the...
He's wearing a Spider-Man hat helmet.
A what?
A Spider-Man hat, like that Tobey Maguire has on in the movie.
Like the whole mask?
Yeah.
Where'd he get that?
It was out here, and it's got a little cape on the back of it, too.
Boy,
what
weird.
You look like a rodent.
Yeah.
Look at his teeth.
Just getting ready for when I lose.
Oh, not a bad idea.
You're going to win.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good look.
Now, if you're more interested in the wrestling angle than the AFL or baseball angle, they will have the She-Devil, Terry Runnels, out here.
Is that a woman?
Well, it's a She-Devil.
I think he perfected the Hamel-Camel move.
She did?
I think she did.
And what is that?
Not sure, but just the Hamel-Camel.
The million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, will be here, and Tully Blanchard.
Flying Hiawatha.
Will be here as well, and that's just to name a few. If you need more, you can log on to WrestleCon.com. And it'll be going on from 2 until 7 today, 11 a.m. till 9 tomorrow, 9 at night, and 11 a.m. to 4 Sunday afternoon. And it's all happening here at the Arlington Convention Center. We will have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out here with us later on this afternoon.
Who's on tap for us?
Serrata and Chelsea.
Oh, excellent.
Chelsea. And you can register to win ticket T-shirts, Rough Riders tickets, and tickets to see the Mavericks take on the Chinese national team this weekend. So, action-packed out here at the Autograph, Inc. and WrestleCon extravaganza. Well, what we're going to do next is discuss a very, very notable death that happened in this world today. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.